I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. The partial shutdown of the federal government includes the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. Among the agency's many jobs is approving labels for beer that is bottled and canned. Delays in that process will force brewers to hold back on new releases. Making and drinking beer is big business in Asheville and Western North Carolina. Disruptions to new releases will be felt, not just at breweries, but also in their very unique supply chain. January is a dormant time of year at Rayburn Farms in Barnardsville, at least in its fields and lone greenhouse. There is a lot of planning, though, going on in the mind of owner Michael Rayburn.
We grow 9 different flavors of basil. We grow things like pineapple sage, ginger, different kinds of turmeric, lemongrass, rosemary, different kinds of mints, lemon balms, just about everything we can try.
His herbs and spices are featured in many of the innovative craft beers that help turn Asheville into Beer City, USA.
With breweries, they need large quantities in order to make their batches. And so being an actual small physical farm, we're not that many acres, it allows us to maximize our profitability on a small space.
Wicked Weed is one of Rayburn's many customers, and its owner, Walt Dickinson, gives an example of how he uses Rayburn's herbs and spices.
We have a brand right now called Uncle Rico's, and it's like a Mexican-style lager where we're using lime basil to kind of replace that lime character.
Uncle Rico's is one of Wicked Weed's many creations. Dickinson estimates they produce as many as 150 different beers in a year that is caught up in the shuttering of the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau.
You know, because of the government shutdown, that was a brand that we were talking about potentially scaling up. And because of TTB, we're not sure if we're going to be able to get through label, right? So if we can't get legal there, that means we can't make a growing commitment to Rayburn Farms. And so that means it's going to change the way he's producing his crop this year, right?
The current backlog to get labels approved is 75 days, according to Dickinson. And that's expected to only grow with each day the partial government shutdown continues. For Michael Rayburn, that means it could be April until breweries can get production moving again and place orders with him.
I'm already at this point planning out what seeds I'm going to buy, what plugs I'm going to buy in, how I'm going to fit everything into the field, what employees I'm going to hire to help manage that. And if we're talking about people who are backlogged at least till April, they may not need to buy anything from me until maybe May.
Basil takes up to 4 months to grow, so the harvest wouldn't occur until August on that timeline.
Which means at that point, I'm not even hiring anybody, so now there's a job that's not needed. I'm not going to be planting those early season crops because I'm not going to have anybody to buy them. So now those greenhouses that I'd buy plugs from or the seed companies I'd buy seed from, well, I'm not going to be buying that from them.
For Walt Dickinson at Wicked Weed, the delays will be felt for even longer.
I'm thinking about some new ideas for our stouts for next year. I probably need to have, for us to get through all the legal apparatus to make sure that's legal, in the next month and a half here, I need to be basically recipe done, kind of formula, getting ready to submit to TTB, and commitments made to farmers on the ingredients I'm going to need. So, you know, we're already in that window where it's affecting the end of 2019.
Every day the shutdown goes on, the backlogs and delays only get longer. Michael Rayburn faces that reality with matter-of-fact resignation.
We don't have a lot of money to play with this business. We started this business with just $3,000. We're really trying to build it without any debt at all. And so we don't really like to grow anything unless we know for sure somebody's going to buy it.
Rayburn will at least have some company on the farm during the shutdown. His wife, Lauren, works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and she's furloughed right now. I'm Matt Bush.